now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here with you as always every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX 1070. On the show today, we're going to talk about some great topics as always. We're going to talk to my friend Karen Eby. She is a dog expert on all levels, and she's also here for a big 40th reunion, so we're going to talk about that. Also, we have Annie Ardell from Act Together Moving Services, and we're going to talk about the next steps and how we can help people in our lives when they're downsizing. Also, we're going to talk about food. We always love that. Sandra Hellemus is here from Dinner for One. We're going to talk about some really strange and some good food trends for this summer. And Annie and Sandra in the studio, how are you guys?
We're well.
Great.
Thank you.
To be here.
Nice to see you guys. And of course, we had lots to yap about just before we went on air, and I'm sure we will as we go along. But Sandra, great. Food, you had sent me some stuff because you were at the Calgary Stampede.
Yes.
And it was great if people want to go to that site, the link, because they had some weird things. And that started you with the idea of some food trends for summer.
For the summer, yeah. I think we always see something, whether it's with alcohol, different types of alcohol that they're doing. Like right now, there's a lot of the different craft beers that are becoming really prevalent the last couple of years. But when we were at the Calgary Stampede, you go with the younger, your kids, and you find out they are into all plugged into what's going on in that. But
I think last year was pretzel buns and all kinds of.
It was more, I think wheat kind of.
Yeah.
Type
now,
of stuff.
Now it's bugs.
It's bugs, yeah. So we went and they wanted to try, one of the vendors there had scorpion pizza.
Oh, my God.
Really? And my first thought was, well, I don't mind trying different things, but when you put a different animal, where has that scorpion been?
And the texture, right? The crunch or whatever.
I know.
That would be.
But, I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but they were sold out. I guess it was so popular. It was $10 a slice.
Wow.
And they were going to get some more scorpions in on Tuesday, but I think we were there on the weekend. But they then decided, one of the girls and one of my friends that were there, they had the worm cricket pizza. So they ate that instead. Uh-huh. So who knows, right? But there was a lot of different things there. So they have a lot of different, I guess, fads that are coming out. And, if you want to know what's going on, I guess always go to one of those, type of, vendor things.
And I think it's like people, I see these roller coaster shows, people that love thrills. I think there's those kind of foodies that like strange things and they're not afraid to try something that's right out there.
Right.
I mean, crocodile seems pretty mundane, but
they had
those
a crocodile burger.
Like sliders and three.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the other things that I noticed there was bacon was a big thing. Everything was wrapped in bacon.
Bacon on ham or bacon on hot dogs, cruel.
Yeah. I know. But we tried, there was a big group of us. So we bought this big thing it was deep fried Oreo cookie. And there was a lot of deep fried, a lot of deep fried stuff going on. And it's hot. And it was really good, but it was very rich. And I don't see how you could eat more than two of those.
Well, you're probably not supposed to.
Well, probably not.
It's not like having the bag at home, right? When you're watching TV.
No. And they had deep fried cookie dough. And they also had, it was a dipped cookie dough and chocolate, on a stick. Yeah. So I saw deep fried sushi, and there was also tequila fries.
What would you do with that?
They put a little bit of, it was lime and a bit of tequila in it, and then they would deep fry it somehow. I don't know.
So the essence of it.
I guess so. Anything, I think, with alcohol.
Like having a shot of French fries.
I guess so. I didn't
Sounds
try
a bit
that
nasty.
Either. No. There is also fried pickle pizza.
Now, my daughter would love that.
Really?
She loves pickles. I'm not sure about fried pickles, but people that like that salty flavor, I think that would really appeal to them.
But who thinks of these things is my question. So they also have corn dogs, but they came out with this year. It's called a Cowabunga corn dog.
That looked good.
And it was a giant sausage. So everything is also either deep fried or it was big. Everything was massive, supersized.
Well, Calgary's a little bit like, being in Dallas, right? It's Texas. Everything's a little bit bigger, and they go over the top. And
bling, food, everything, bling.
Have you ever been there, Annie?
I've been there a few times, yeah. I agree. Yeah. It's you feel a little American there.
That's really true. It's not like the rest of Canada.
No, they're Their meat is really good, though. Like, I have to say, I grew up in Alberta, and there's nothing like Alberta beef.
Oh, yeah, when you have an Alberta steak.
Yeah, for sure. And they had another interesting thing they had was a twist even on mac and cheese. Then they infused it with a white truffle oil. I didn't taste that either, but they had it topped with a sauteed crab meat and sun-dried tomatoes. Who would figure what you could do with mac and cheese?
Well, you know, you do this for a living. So mm-hmm. do you ever take any of these trends and incorporate anything into what you do? I mean, I know that you're doing something that has to be a little more appeal to the masses. Are there any trends that actually follow through?
Probably not, because we're still trying to, like, my clientele is really from one age group all the way to another age group. So we deal with students all the way to my more mature clients, my seniors. So the seniors I find have, they just basically want comfort food. But that being said, there's a lot of them that like a lot of the spicier food because they've lost a lot of their taste. So they go for the very Thai and that type of thing. And so they can, you know, really taste the flavors of the food that way.
So, and that's what younger people like now too, right? All these kind of Thai flavors. Mm. So things like mac and cheese, the staples always are good.
Yes.
You might add a little something now to bling it up, but
more
flavor to it.
Yeah, like I'll do couscous with sun-dried tomato. So that'll be, you know, something. You try and bring in what you said, like is what the latest fad is, or quinoa we'll be testing. But we also have to test for not only for flavor and that, but for freezeability. Because all of our meals are frozen once we've made them, and then they have to be thawed and then reheated. So we have another process. It's not like fresh, where your quinoa salad, you can't very well. You know, you lose some of that.
No, so when you're doing something like one of these markets or the fair, it would be kind of fun because you could kind of go way out there and
Different. Something
so crazy like a scorpion pizza.
Yeah.
It's a one-off, but who would have known you could charge that much and people would actually
want
to buy it?
I don't know, or who'd want it? Like,
gosh. And what else? Anything
poutine.
Else?
Poutine was really different. They had a turkey dinner poutine. They had...
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, yeah.
They had, they had the cranberries, the peas, the... Oh.
I'd love that.
Wow. Well, maybe we'll have to try it.
I think I was saying there was this show on... all these crazy shows I watch. And this guy, he has Christmas dinner every day.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a problem, I guess, but every day it's Christmas, so every night he wraps a present for himself and he gets up and every day he makes a turkey. He's gone through about, I think they said like 10 ovens because it's so hot.
What does he do with all the food?
He has people over every day.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of work.
Who does the dishes? That's what I want to know.
Who's washing the stuff? Oh, it's me. No.
Oh, yeah.
So that would really appeal to me. Turkey, I think that's a good one.
I think that was a good one. They had they even came out with a poutine burger. So
that would be a little hard to eat, wouldn't it?
That'd be really heavy.
Yeah.
But and messy. And the one thing I did, after a while, when you've been there for a while, you're looking for something a little bit healthier that's not deep fried or dipped in this or, And there was a Thai noodle kind of vendor, and they did really well. And also, I did find another one with a wrap, just a simple chicken. I just wanted a simple, basic pita chicken wrap at that point. So, and it's hot. I saw a lot of the ribs and the burgers and the beer, like that type of thing. But
You're on that hot pavement all day too.
Yeah,
and it's a long day, and when you're having stuff you haven't eaten forever because you want to try all the,
and you have to be careful because. It was interesting because I think as we age, we may not do the more crazy rides that are out there. But the guys that we were with, they decided to do those crazy rides, like you go zipping up, way up in the air, and you have to watch what you eat before you do that.
And I don't think those are even the ones that get you. It's really when you go round and
round and round.
It's like all of a sudden that's not so fun. That's
no.
the only ride I can
kind of
go on.
It's like, when can I get off?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you got some good ideas. Mm-hmm. And what about, something right now, it's August. How about some simple ideas? We want to go for a picnic. What kind of stuff can we take out there for a nice, kind of like, at the beach, go to Mount Tommy, easy stuff for a picnic?
You know, what I'm finding, I know we had talked about picnics before, was nowadays it seems we're so rushed. So when I can't, when we go for picnics, though, I find a lot what people are doing are going to the grocery store. They have they have the delis that they do all the work. Like, you want to go for a picnic, you want to have a good time. And I know for one, do not want to be cooking up a storm an hour before we go and then have to load it all up. And then you go and then you have to, and then, oh, I don't like that. Especially when you have older kids.
Yeah.
They have a particular palate. And one likes sushi, one doesn't like sushi. So it's nice just to go into the grocery store. And they have these huge, beautiful delis now. And you just, everyone pick what they want, and then you're out.
I like that. No guilt, right? And I think there's something about taking your food somewhere else. The other day we had some stuff we packaged up and went just up the mountain. And it would have been easy just to eat at the table. But somehow going and watching sunset at Mount Tommy or going to the beach, it's just a whole different experience. It's sort of
grounds you and relaxes you. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of live music out right now too. Music in the park type picnics are great.
The Shakespeare Festival. Yes.
Lots of cool stuff going on. When we come back, thank you for all those great tips and trends. When we come back, we're going to talk to Annie and learn more about what she does.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
While the Fab Four sang about them, no one really likes the Tax Man. That's just one of the reasons Lansdowne Appliance Gallery is bringing back their KitchenAid No Tax event. Now through August 20th, all Lansdowne KitchenAid appliances are tax-free. Uh-oh, there goes the fridge. Good thing their 36-inch stainless steel counter-depth fridge with ice and water is almost $500 off. For huge contractor discounts plus additional package savings, check out Lansdowne's KitchenAid No Tax event at 2517 Douglas at Bay and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
Dad, how are you feeling? We've been worried about you since that heart attack.
Much better now that I'm back home, son. I got the alarm care system.
You mean the medical alarm?
If I need help, I just press this button on my wristband, and an operator from Alarm Force can speak to me live in the house.
Really?
They got my medical history on file and can send help right away. They'll even call you and your sister so you know what's happening.
You know what, Dad? That does make me feel better.
Get peace of mind for the ones you love with Alarm Care by Alarm Force. Call 1-800-267-2001 or visit myalarmcare.com.
The reviews are in. Science World's online resource library is a hit with teachers and students alike. Grade 4 teacher Mr. B says, these lessons are hands-on, in line with the BC curriculum and edutaining. Grade 6 student Dylan says, science is rad! !! That kid may love science, but he really needs to work on his punctuation. Download free science lessons for all ages at resources.scienceworld.ca. A message from the broadcasters of British Columbia.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. We were talking to Sandra Hellemis for Dinner for One, and now we're going to talk to a good friend of hers as well, Annie Ardeal, and her business called Next Steps. Is that right, Next Steps? No.
Act Together Moving.
Act Together Moving. Yeah. And those are the next steps. And
that's
you
right.
deal with lots of people, whether it's midlife or when you're older, a mature person mm-hmm. who's downsizing. And I'm sure in Victoria, there's lots of people who have no one around that have no one to call on.
That's right. Yeah, they do call us when it's time to take that next step. And we help them. Downsizing is a funny word. Some people associate it with getting fired or something. But really, it talks about the space. And people are moving from, you know, their larger home or their townhouse, perhaps into a smaller condo or perhaps into a retirement residence. And we help them with that.
So, Annie, tell me a bit about you. You're from Vancouver and you come from a large family. And you and your brother are in this business together, I believe.
That's
right.
And you
came here for school and kind of never left?
I couldn't leave Victoria. When I came here, I just loved it. And it's a hot spot for golf, which is my passion, which is what brought me here in the first place. But I just haven't left. And now I've settled my roots here. But my brother lives in White Rock, where we grew up, and runs Act Together Moving Services on the mainland.
So you work in conjunction, so you can always have someone to rely on to talk about different situations that if you have a problem, because every person you meet, you must have to have a different approach to.
That's right. So we're able to really leapfrog with the ideas that we have because we come at different angles to the same problems.
Right.
So we're able to help our clients. Each one is different, and each situation when our clients are moving is different.
Absolutely. I mean, I know dealing with my own parents, each parent is different.
That's right.
And who wants to get help in or not. And that's a big deal just to get help in.
Yeah.
And when you say downsizing, sometimes you have to break it down. And you can talk about that, all the different services you provide, because I'm sure if people want to maybe do one or two of those things, they can do that with you. But they need to kind of ask for the help, or their family does for them.
It usually gets to the point where they know they need help. I rarely have to convince someone that they need the help. They're already there, either because their children. A lot of our clients have children in the baby boomer era, and they're just too busy to do all the nitty-gritty stuff of moving, packing and unpacking and selling extra furniture that won't fit into the new place. There's so many different little tasks that need to get done, and we help fill in the gaps when a family can't cover every aspect of the move.
Well, you know, they say that moving is one of the most stressful things in life.
It sure is.
Marriage and divorce and death. But moving is very hard. As you get older, it's overwhelming, and you get confused maybe a little more often. And to make all the calls, who do I call? Who do I trust? Who are the names anymore of my peers who would tell me those sort of things?
That's right. There's lots of logistics and critical logistics that aren't challenging to put in place, but they need to be put in place. Like transferring your telephone on the day of your move, it's not good enough for a telephone to be hooked up 2 days later if someone is in their 90s and relies on that line for emergency help. So all of that is very, very important, and we help our clients to make sure that's set up. It's a really interesting point about life change. Moving often accompanies one of those terrible life changes, like divorce or death or other things. So it's usually a double whammy or a triple whammy if there's health failing, chronic illness. There's all sorts of things that our senior clients are dealing with, not just packing boxes and moving. There's a lot going on.
Right. So also you have to be kind of a therapist, because I know, Sandra, we're going to talk later, the three of us, about seniors. And I mean, there's so many issues they're dealing with, like you say, but you also want to help them maybe to see the positive side.
Exactly.
To see the next step that maybe they can take the essence of who they were and maybe buy some new things, a couple of additional things they never would have. And maybe there's new food they're going to be eating at the place they're going to, maybe new friends they can meet. So they don't maybe not see it now, but you can help them. Unlike a family member, you're a third party who can kind of get in there and maybe help them more than their kids could.
That's so true, Patty. And unlike the family members who are usually doing this for the very first time, we've done this hundreds of times and can pinpoint the positives and really back them up with our own experiences, because we've seen it. We've seen how our clients get healthier when they move into retirement residences and have lots of fun people around to do things with, great nutritious meals two or three times a day, and all the other support that comes with living in a community.
How do kids feel about letting go of that control, or also maybe exposing their parents, because maybe their parents are in a bit of a mood, or they're not in the best space possibly?
They love Annie.
Right, you know what I mean? But sometimes you have to massage that, because
Absolutely.
Not everybody is good at saying, yes, I want you there. They may be a little brisk off the top and not be totally accepting of you.
Sure. Well, 60% of boomers have surviving parents. So it's really, it's true. We're usually dealing with
right?
boomers.
Yeah.
And boomers are so different from their parents, and they're so different from my generation. I'm a Gen X. So it's taken me a long time to be able to figure out the best way to provide the most efficient and respectful service to everyone who's involved, because it's not just the 95-year-old parent, but it's the children, the grandchildren. Everybody needs to be part of the process. And our services work best when there's a team of family and professionals working. If there's no synchronicity between the team, the move isn't going to go well. So it's my number one priority.
So who do you have to be as a person to be able to love what you do and like the people you meet and do this and put all those moving components together?
Well, I absolutely love working with people in their later years, always have, and I find that their sense of dignity and the history that they have is so rich. So each and every item in the house has a history, and I'm fascinated by it. So I think you have to like that, because if you don't like hearing stories, this is not the business for you.
Put your hand up if you heard that story before.
Yeah. If you've heard, by the end of the movie, you've heard them three or four times, but it's fascinating. And the history of these people, usually they've lived through the Second World War, or they've come from other countries, or they've had incredible careers. Each one of those stories is a treasure to me, and I just love it. So from there, it's how do I help this person to not feel like they're giving up or losing anything, but that they're gaining a lot through their move, and life is going to be better for them.
How do you start that process of, you know, I know you're talking about boomers, and they're different, so the senior has some wonderful pieces. Well, antiques are not what they used to be for some people. How do you deal with gently when people don't want those things and moving them along, or what do you do with all the things?
Well, we come from a very practical aspect of dealing with the space, and it's math. Can these pieces fit? Mm-hmm.
What's your floor plan going to be?
Exactly. Yeah. So we begin with what chair do you sit in every evening to watch the news? Where do you like to read the paper and write letters? How close do you need to sit to your television? And just the very practical aspects of their daily life now, where they live. And then we translate that into their new space and we shrink it down.
That's a great start. I mean, just the real basics, what all of us do really in our life.
Yeah, how do you want to function?
Yes, and so when you have lots of pictures and extra stuff, there's many different ways, and we'll talk about a charity that you run of how we can help others. How do you let the seniors know that sometimes it's good to let go and let others treasure those things?
That's a great way to approach it, is to say, you know, your new space won't function well with all of these pictures on the wall, so let's choose your very favorite. And then talk about perhaps beginning your legacy now with giving those favorite pictures to family members or grandchildren, friends. Let's look at how we can find out their value and find out if you're interested in selling them. Perhaps that's a nice way. But sometimes our clients want to keep extra pictures and rotate them on the walls seasonally. So in winter, they have certain pictures up. Then they store them in the closet during the summer and have a new set out. There's so many different ways to accommodate someone's needs that, you know, we can always find a way.
Right. And sometimes it's good to get kill shots or someone out to have a look, because sometimes people think that they're the crown jewels and that everything's probably, you know,
that's right,
worth $1 million. And, you know, chances are it's not.
Yes, that's
but
tough.
In the heart it is. It's just not financially.
Expectations can be unrealistic on used furniture, antiques, collectibles, china especially.
Yeah, beautiful
so,
heirlooms.
Yeah, we got to jump in there and be honest and frank. This is what I've seen these items sell for in the past, and get that out front so the expectations are realistic when the appraisals are done, or when buyers come to the door and they're offering about a quarter or a fraction of.
Right. I know I'm in real estate, so I know you have to be realistic about what you set your prices at.
Yes.
Annie, we're going to talk more about what you do and about Annie's Closet. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Karen Eby about what she does.
Great.
Back after the news.
Walking with Dinosaurs, the Arena Spectacular. The biggest event in 65 million years is coming to Victoria. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the best-selling family show of all time. Don't miss Walking with Dinosaurs, the Arena Spectacular. 4 days only at Save On Foods Memorial Center, September 18th through 21st. Tickets on sale now at selectyourtickets.com.
Celebrate BC Day all week at Windsor Plywood with no provincial tax. They're taking a tax holiday. Everything in stock qualifies, from flooring, decking, doors, moldings, finishing products, and more. Hurry in before the selection dwindles. That's no PST all week at Windsor Plywood on Keating Crossroad in Central Saanich and on Bannow Way in Langford. But wait, this just in. As an added bonus, Windsor is also taking off the GST. That's no PST and no GST. Don't miss No Tax Week at Windsor Plywood.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. The ground rumbled in Alberta today. A small earthquake hit west of Red Deer. According to Natural Resources Canada, it was a 4.1 quake. It happened around 8:30 our time near Rocky Mountain House. No reports of any damage. But power was disrupted to about 500 customers, including a gas plant near Rocky Mountain House. A substation locked out to prevent a surge or other damage on the system. Power was back on about 2 hours later. There will be a new trial for a Vancouver Island Mountie convicted in the shooting of an unarmed man at a traffic stop in 2009. David Pompeo was given 2 years probation with no jail time last year. Also, he was ordered to do 240 hours of community service. Pompeo was found guilty of aggravated assault in the shooting of William Gillespie near Chemainus. Pompeo said he suspected Gillespie was driving drunk, so he pulled him over and shot him in the shoulder because he thought Gillespie was going to attack him. Now the BC Court of Appeal has set that conviction aside and ordered a new trial. The appeal court said the trial judge mishandled testimony, refused to hear some expert evidence, and was too active in eliciting evidence to support a conviction. Volkswagen is recalling more than 150,000 Tiguan SUVs because of the possibility of stalling. No accidents or injuries have been reported so far. The problem is with fuel pumps on some models from 2009 to this year. Gas bubbles may form in the fuel system when winterized fuel is used in the warmer months or in warmer areas, which could cause the vehicle to stall. There are quite a few big companies with big interests in Western Africa. So how are they being affected by the Ebola outbreak?
The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak an international health emergency, but it did not recommend any travel or trade bans. Still, businesses are paying attention. Big equipment maker Caterpillar has evacuated employees from Liberia. British Airways is suspending some flights there and in Sierra Leone. Canadian Overseas Petroleum is putting a drilling project on hold. ExxonMobil and Chevron say they're taking precautions. Food and staples are expected to become scarce in the affected countries, and there's real fear about what happens if the outbreak spreads to Africa's biggest economy, Nigeria. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's 1:33. Weather is up next.
Discovery Channel Shark Week Hotline.
Oh, Shark Attack!
Hold, please. Discovery Channel Shark Week Hotline. Hold, please. Discovery Channel.
Shark! Somebody!
Hold, please.
The event of the season is back. Shark Week bites into August with more than 40 hours of nonstop exclusive content. Bigger, better, scarier. Shark Week begins tomorrow at 6, only on Discovery.
Discovery Channel, thanks for holding.
CFAX weather, mainly sunny today, highs of 20 to 24 degrees. A clear sky tonight, a low down to 12. Sunny and hot again tomorrow, highs 21 to 26. Right now in downtown Victoria, outside our studio, it's 22 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070, it's 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I have Sandra Hellemus here in the studio and Annie Ardeal from Act Together Moving Services, and Sandra's with Dinner for One. And on the phone, I have Karen Eby, and she is someone I've known for a long time, since we were 20, so that's like 10 years ago. She's many things, including an expert on all things dogs. She's been a breeder and has a kennel, and wow, you have an issue with a dog, she's the person to help you with it. And today she's going to her, oh my gosh, 40th reunion in Esquimalt High. How can you be that old? How are you, Karen?
I'm terrific. You got to remember, I'm the youngest one in that class, so that makes it a little easier.
That's true. Karen came from Quebec, and smart. Skipped how many, 2 grades?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She's my smart friend. I was telling the girls here that, you know, I was from Oak Bay, but we used to head over to Esquimalt and
party.
That's well, I guess it was. It was a Chevrolet, right? So that's how we connected. And we've been friends ever since. And I know your son, Ben, I follow him on Facebook, and it's his 10th reunion. So you both have a reunion the same day.
Yes, we do.
That's so funny. So, Karen, if you could talk to your 18-year-old self, or 16, I guess, when you graduated, what would you say to that person?
What would I say? I would say, continue, follow your dreams would be my first thing that I would say, because I've always done that, and it's taken me in directions I never, ever thought possible. And I was just talking about the way my life is today. It's, I cannot complain about any aspect of my life. Wow. I've had a very rich life, so I would say follow your dreams. That's the biggest thing you can do. Follow your passion as well.
I think that's true, and your passion became your job, and it's not even a job.
It's not a job. I can't believe I get paid for what I do, you know? So,
and I think most people would tell you that, probably sitting around here today, is that when you follow something you love, it's never really work.
It never is. I help teach nosework classes in Gig Harbor on Thursdays, and I leave home at noon, and I get home at like 10:30, 11 at night, and I'm exhilarated instead of going, oh, geez, that was a long day. It's more like, wow, what I saw today. Oh, that was so much fun. So.
Well, yeah, you're inspirational. You really, you know, keep forever young. I mean, you have a great attitude, and you always have passion. I think that's something that we can keep reinventing ourselves and find that kind of level of joy and be engaging to others.
You know, a lot of people will ask me in a day, how's your day going? And my response is, I woke up this morning. It's a great day. And if you start with that attitude, guess what? The people around you will feel that energy, feel that positive, you know. And that's the way to do it. I've learned over the years. I think I've always been positive, but not to this extent. I take every day as a gift. So
that's great. And you always have been. You always stop to talk to people and bother with people. And, you know, when people say, how are you? They don't always want to hear, well, I got a bad knee. And, you know, they want to kind of hear sometimes the good
positive
stuff too, right? Because the glass is always half full.
Yep. Well, I will tell you, when you are that type of person, what comes back to you is wonderful. It really is. I mean, I just had the most incredible, one of the most incredible weeks of my life, besides being married to a wonderful guy and having great kids. This last week, my passion has taken a whole another turn. I'm going to be up in Canada a whole lot more. I'm becoming certified to become a judge for the Canadian entity of Nosework.
Wow.
And I just found out I will be judging the first Washington UKC nosework trial in next March. I will be headed to Montana to do seminars on nosework in June. In May, I'm going to be at our national in Portland doing nosework demo. And best of all, I found out that I'm getting a new puppy.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Annie just asked, what's nosework, Karen?
Okay, nosework is what the detection people do with their dogs. Say, drug dogs, they're looking for dope and that. Well, our dogs, this is for pet dogs.
It's not for mums with their kids or teens.
No. Actually, you can probably train your dog to do that. Not a good idea. I don't think you're a teenager and you would have a great relationship.
No, I don't think so.
Or stick to stalking them on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. So, Karen, tell me, tonight, we've got a couple of minutes here before we get to the next segment, but for your 40th, what are you interested in seeing or talking to, and how do you envision the night going?
Our group gets together every 5 years, so it's absolutely wonderful. We decided to do that because you start losing people as you get older. So we feel instead of 10 years, we do 5 years. And it's going to be right on the water, the officer's mess. And what I look for is all the people that I connected with back then. It's nice to see where their lives have led them to. So, and there's friends that I've had, like you, precious friends that I want to keep contact with. Thankfully, I've been able to keep track of a lot of them on Facebook. That seems to be the big thing in our days.
And you can say, don't I look great? And I'm successful. Nah, 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 boo, boo. No, I'm kidding. Is that what you're going to do?
Thank you.
Hey, Karen, we come back. I want to ask you about how to introduce a new dog to your pack of animals. Yes, we have another dog. Back in 2 minutes with Karen.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
John Horgan, he is BC NDP leader.
I want Bill Bennett to release those documents as quickly as possible, and Christy Clark should bloody well tell him to do so. No BS around retaining information and for commercial confidentiality, all the other FOI dodges that they throw at you when you ask for information about what's happening on your property.
On the next show, the latest on the BC teacher strike, and we're giving away Butchart Gardens passes.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's happening around the area. Today is the Arts and Music in the Gardens. This major fundraiser for the HCP has become one of Victoria's finest art events. I was just there, and I suggest checking it out if you're looking for a relaxing and beautiful environment. I wandered around the gardens looking at some of the wonderful art displays, and I can tell you those artists are very talented. There are over 60 artists as you wander the gardens, and I'd have to say it, the Japanese garden is probably my favorite. And keep in mind, no matter where you wander off to, you'll hear the music. This event is today and tomorrow until 11 to 5 at this beautiful location. Also, the gardens have partnered with the Canadian Cancer Society, and they're creating a daffodil garden of hope to bring our community together and help make cancer history. This event is at 505 Quail Road. In Canada Dry, Victoria Dragon Boat Festival is celebrating their 20th anniversary on August 15th to the 17th at the Inner Harbor. This event is for all ages, kids' tents for arts, crafts, cultural stages, delicious food vendors, and of course, dragon boat races. That has been your Community Connections. Fairway Market proudly supports the Dragon Boat Race and BC Cancer Research.
The Dragon Boats are coming. The special savings are already here. Pick up your Fairway Flyer and clip and save on a box of Tetley Tea 144, just $4.99. Charmin Large 18 Double Roll Bathroom Tissue, just $7.99. A whole large cantaloupe, just $1. Look for the Lights of Courage Lanterns. Enter to win one of 50 $50 gift cards. It's Canada Dry's Victoria Dragon Boat Festival 20th Anniversary Sales Event at Fairway Markets. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
Fairway Markets.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the Frisbee.
And Pets West is here to keep your relationship strong with a huge selection of supplies, food, and toys. Plus, expert customer service from Lisa and her terrific team. Interested in biologically appropriate food? Try Ear Raw Zestable Raw Food. Easy now. It's BC made, it's completely raw, and they'll love it. Check out the in-store specials at Pets West, committed to your pet and the community since 1989.
Improve your health, your fitness, and your life. Weekend Wellness with Brittany King and Myra Lawrence. Saturdays at noon on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. We're talking to Karen Eby. And Karen, people want to get a hold of you about your training, because I know last time you were here, you had some calls from people that want to do some nose work. How do they get a hold of you?
The best way is to use my email, thecaninetutor@hotmail.com. And that's T-H-E, the letter K, the number 9, TUTOR@hotmail.com.
And, of course, you can always get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. If you have any comments or questions or ideas for the show, I'm happy to pass any information along to you. Okay, so, Karen, we got another little rescue dog. I don't know quite how it happened, but we seem to have it happened. And we can't give her back. And her name is Zuzu, and she is a part Chihuahua, part wiener dog. And she's smaller than the last one, Taco, which you saw.
Right.
Taco. So we got Sophie, Taco, and now Zuzu, and she's a little growly. She's been, you know, through a few homes, crazy about me, which is kind of fun, but but I have to kind of let her, you know, away from me so she can get with the other people in the family. She's a little growly with our older dog. How do you make that work when you have a new dog into the pack?
Well, for your situation, it's a little different in that, you know, you've got an older dog and, you know, with the growliness and that. I tend to, like, okay, first off, like a puppy. I'm flying to Atlanta, getting the puppy on Tuesday. Wednesday, I'll be back. So what I will do is put a crate next to where my other dogs all are. And let them smell. The puppy can smell them. They can smell the puppy. And then slowly introduce that way so it's not overwhelming on the puppy. Same kind of difference, too, with your dog. If your dog is really attached to you, what you need to do is maybe not introduce the whole pack at once. If the dog likes being near you, you can pick up your dog and let one of the dogs come over to you and go, it's Zuzu's time. Put Zuzu down, pet the other dog, go, it's this dog's time. So they're not jealous, too, of you with the attention that you're giving.
That's
the
true. It's like
dog.
Having a new kid. You feel like you're letting someone down.
In the growling, you don't know where that comes from, but it could be a possession thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Like also picking up, like when, say, one of the guys in our family comes up, she growls when you come
okay.
from behind and
pick her up. Okay, then what they need to do, okay, they need to start feeding the dog. You need not to feed the dog because the dog likes you right now.
I like that. That's fair.
Okay,
yep.
And then when they come up, ignore the dog, throw a special high-value treat down on the ground. Walk by. Keep on doing that. Sit down. Wait for the dog to come to you. The dog comes to you for a treat, give them a treat. So it's a slow process, but it really works really well. What Zuzu needs to figure out is that she is no threat to them, and they are no threat to her.
Well, you're good. So, and barking-wise, because the middle dog, Taco, is quite a barker, and mm-hmm. now this one's picking up. I know you have certain ways. What about these air blast things or these little collars that have lemon in them? What do you think?
You know, lemon it is fine, but I think they get used to it. So
yeah, it's pretty. Smells nice. Not bad, isn't it?
I know. It works on some dogs, but some dogs will get used to it. So I said it's not an end-all, be-all. The bark collars, I absolutely disagree with them totally because basically they're like a mini shock collar. You never want to do that to a dog. I'm not one that advocates, shock collars, pinch collars, choke chains. I just don't do that. It's more, you need to get a hold of the situation, too. Whenever you see that happening, just kind of go over to the dog and go, or catch the dog as soon as the dog is finished barking, go good quiet and give them a treat. Okay.
Oh, reverse psychology.
Yes, ma'am.
Right,
and also, when they are barking, say, and if it's barking and it's okay, oh, good talking. Okay. And then as soon as they're quiet, good quiet. So they understand the difference between the two. So, and
I think I'll have to have you over and do some heavy intervention.
Yeah.
Karen, I'm going to have to say goodbye at this point.
No problem.
Thank you so much for all the great information. I hope you have a wonderful time tonight. And
I always will.
And tell us all the stories, the ones you can. I'm sure it'll be great.
Okie dokie. Thanks a million, and nice talking to you again.
Nice talking to you, Karen. You're the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, talk soon. We're talking about dogs. Now we're going to talk about seniors and young people. These puppies we're trying to give back by helping these dogs that come from abused situations, and you do something, Annie, with seniors and what they may have possession wise to help young people, and that kind of great thing in life we can do to hand down stuff that maybe you don't need anymore and help someone who really needs a leg up. And it's called Annie's Closet. And I don't know this I don't even know how to say it.
Soroptimist.
Is this a new organization or has it been around a long time?
No, Soroptimist
I love it, though.
International has been around a long time. It's a worldwide organization of women helping women.
How'd you get involved in that?
Well, I had a friend who started a chapter in the West Shore a few years back. And she convinced me to join the club. And I had never heard of it either. I couldn't even say the word Soroptimist. It's a tough one, right?
Yeah. I didn't know it was Rotary or what it was part of.
It's similar. We do projects locally and worldwide. Our club alone we're coming up on 100 microloans. So we give money to women who are starting up businesses locally and mostly in third world countries. We have pretty strict criteria about who we'll help because we don't want to help projects that don't align with our values of women helping women. So we have a local project here in Victoria that pairs up downsizing seniors and other people in the community who have extra things to help out girls who are coming out of foster care situations and starting their new homes in their own apartments. Or women who are in transition, perhaps they're leaving abusive relationships or immigrants to Victoria. And the whole purpose is to combine the resources in our community.
When my parents were downsizing, we gave a lot of our stuff to people that were new to the country. And, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to do. And I'm curious to know how Annie's Closet got started, how you run it, and how people can help. When we come back in 2 minutes, we'll talk more to Sandra and Annie.
Cruise into summer and experience the exhilarating, sporty side of Subaru. Hotter than a pot of Bob's Fresh Coffee. Get amazing deals on all 2014 WRX, WRX STI, and BRZs. The WRX and WRX STI are all-wheel drive performance sedans for the true enthusiast, where the adrenaline-infused BRZ reminds you of everything you love about driving. Bring on the heat this summer with sizzling summer deals on all 2014 Subarus, only at Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway.
Coffee's always on.
Feel like walking today, Mom?
Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain with the help of biomechanical orthotics. These real prescription orthotics deliver the precision, durability, and results that regular arch supports cannot. Get back your life and have great feet again.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
Hi, we're the Three Tenors.
He's kidding. We can't sing at all.
But you'll be singing when you buy your new flooring from Tenor Tile. Tenor Tile are the leaders in ceramic tile, and they have the largest selection on Vancouver Island, including various styles of porcelain, glass, and natural stone.
They also carry hardwoods and laminates, and they'll match any competitor's price.
A one, a two, a three.
Tenor Tile!
Sing the praises of Tenor Tile on Garbley Road, just off Bridge Street. Online at tenortile.ca.
Let's not quit our day jobs.
You need money. You own your home.
I need money. I own my home.
Meet Get Acceptance.
Online
or on the phone.
Not like a bank.
No, it's a simple application.
Credit check?
Nope. No need for a credit check or income history. And approvals take about 24 hours.
I need the money for...
It doesn't matter what you need the money for. Need $15,000?
$50,000.
Or $300,000. Go to Get Acceptance.
And get...
Accepted. Get Acceptance. When you can't bank on the banks, go to getthatloan.ca. Some conditions apply.
We are back. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle here on CFAX. We have Annie Ardeal from Act Together Moving Services, and we have Sandra Hellemus from Dinner for One. How do people get a hold of you, Sandra, if they want to know more about your delicious
meal? They can just give us a call at our office. It's 250-298-4346, or they can just go to our website, dinnerforone.ca, and that's all letters.
So. Delicious. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Annie? How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about what you do for a business, and then we'll talk later about the Annie's Closet.
Sure. They can call our office at 778-351-3888 or online, acttogethermoving.com, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter under the similar name.
You're everywhere.
Yeah.
And, of course, you want to get a hold of me or know about my guests or about real estate that I'm involved in, you can contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. We're talking about Annie's Closet, which is... an offshoot of what you do, really, and probably something you saw in need when you saw excess stuff and seniors wanting to let go of it. And then young people, especially in foster care, when they get out, they're kind of on their own and need that leg up because all of a sudden they don't have anything.
Yeah. Well, many of us are fortunate to have a family that can give items. When I moved out of the house and started on my own, my mom and my sisters and my aunts and uncles all pitched in and gave stuff. Some girls in our community don't have anything, and they don't have anyone. So we stepped in, and it's such a natural thing. It's a resource that we have. I have access to people in the community who want to give things to a new home where they'll be appreciated. So this project is just a natural extension of what I do. And the ladies who run the closet are volunteers. The locker space is donated by West Shore U-Lock, so we don't have to pay for the space. Foster's Moving moves the furniture for us, and so we don't have to pay for movers. And all the ladies who run it spend their own time. So there's no money exchanging hands. It's just goodwill going from one segment to the other.
I love that. That's such a great concept. And, of course, you want nicely, gently used items.
That's right.
Like anything, you know, a lot of people nowadays throw their stuff out in the street like it, you know, have no regard.
Yeah.
It needs to be things that are of some quality that people can use and not be dilapidated or
whatever. Yeah, these girls deserve to have dignity and yeah. they're building their way in life. And so we only accept donations of gently used or new items on Saturday mornings at the West Shore U-Lock. Our volunteers are there accepting donations. Or if it's a larger thing like furniture that we can come and pick up, our website is annie'scloset.com, and you can contact our donation coordinator and make a plan for us to come and pick things up.
And if someone knows of a young person, what kind of organizations do they have to get in touch with to be part of this?
Most of the children in this demographic are already associated with a social service agency, like through the Ministry of Children and Families, Boys and Girls Club, pregnant and parenting programs, and a full list of the agencies that we are partnering with are on our website. So by letting the social service agencies do what they do best, they bring the girls to us, we're able to do what we do best.
That's great. And you know, Sandra, you've always been a connector too, because you always mm-hmm. introduce me to such people as Annie that are doing great things in this community that, you know, don't have to. I mean, you have a job and you have a busy life, but to mm-hmm. add that to it is really amazing. And I know you do a lot of giving back too, and in many silent ways.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think, you know, we all are on this planet, so I think it's, you have to do what you're passionate about also, and then that's kind of stems off into, you know, where you can help out also. So we all have gifts and talents, and within that there's always needs. And if you look around in your community, there's always someone or something that you can use your gifts and talents for. So
or connect with other people, because you can't be everything.
Right.
But there's people around that do what Annie does or do what you're doing with food. Mm-hmm. And you guys know of many people in this area that do other things that mm-hmm. can be connected, that can add such a something to a senior's life, right? Just meeting mm-hmm. people. I know you go deliver food to people and you become like one
of
the
daily contacts,
right? I see a
lot of it. Yeah, like even with Annie, with one of the clients, it was, you know, just this last week, she had this beautiful, you know, china set. She had, I think it was 14 or 16 pieces.
Wow.
And I made a comment, oh, so we can have like great Thanksgiving dinners and with your relatives. And she said, oh, I don't have relatives. And, you know, she, I think she had a brother down east. And it was just heartbreaking, you know, and you just want to bring them in. Like, you know, how can you bring these type of our...
What Annie was saying is listening to a story,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be the big stuff like having a plan to do something. It's mm-hmm. just really being there for someone. I know Annie, Sandra's got me onto this. I'm taking my course to be accredited for the professional consultant on aging, and you have that. And
yes.
it really just gives you a little extra knowledge about things like deafness is the number one cause of depression or whatever in the chapters you're on that gives you an edge on dealing with a senior, especially since you're so young.
Yes, I think it's going to really impact you and in positive ways, Patty, because yeah. it taught me so much about the physiological aspects of aging, which translates into how I can serve my clients better.
Absolutely, because mm-hmm. you know, you think you kind of know things, but you don't. It's actually good also for yourself, for aging, to know
right.
what the steps are.
Yeah, or dealing with your parents.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's a whole different animal.
yeah.
And you can't push, right? I mean, you guys know you can't push. Seniors can get pretty grounded like anybody. You have to be respectful of who and what they are, and that you can't treat them like they're children.
And I think Annie has a really great position in that, you know, when she's working with our senior clients, and then you have the children, the adult children, there's a lot of, can be a lot of friction between the adult children and the senior, like the parent. And it's really great to have someone like Annie come in and just basically be that fuse in between, that buffer basically, where it should be a really joyful process between, you know, the family members and that, and sometimes it cannot be.
Well, I think like Annie put it delicately, us boomers are quite different.
Yes. Yeah, it's like get rid of it. We have so much stuff, like, in this world.
Yeah, you know, each generation is different.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes it's great to have that third party. Mm-hmm. If you want to know more about Annie or Sandra, please contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. Thank you, TJ, as always. Annie, pleasure to meet you, and great what you're doing, Sandra, as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.